This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Bill 1157 has cleared the state legislature. The measure requires medical doctors to inform a woman who is undergoing a drug-induced abortion that she can stop the procedure by not taking a second pill. Drug-induced abortions can involve two pills. One is taken at the doctor's office, and a second one is often taken later at home. House Bill 1157 requires a medical doctor to tell a woman that if she changes her mind after taking the first pill, she can stop the abortion process by not taking the second pill. State Senator Brock Greenfield sponsors the measure.
Should the female decide that she has regrets relative to her decision, we just are asking that it be very clear that there is still a very real chance of a viable pregnancy and birth should she discontinue the process.
No one spoke against the bill on the state Senate floor, but in committee, opponents included medical doctors who say the bill forces them to violate the Hippocratic Oath. Opponents say the measure is not supported by medical research. The state Senate passed House Bill 1157 by a vote of 29-4. It goes next to the governor's desk. On the other side of the Capitol, the South Dakota House of Representatives passed a separate bill banning abortions after 22 weeks of pregnancy. Proponents of Senate Bill 72 say fetuses at this stage can feel pain and therefore need to be protected. Opponents, like Representative Paula Hawks, say these abortions are rare. She says they often involve wanted pregnancies where things have gone wrong.
These decisions are heartbreaking. They are personal and they are private. They belong with the parents, the doctors, and whoever the parents choose to consult in their decision.
The bill was amended, changing wording in one section that exempts women due to health risks. Proponents say that's consistent with language in existing statute. Opponents say it makes the bill more restrictive and narrow. Representatives passed the bill with a vote of 59-7. The Senate can vote to accept the changes and concur with a new form of the bill, or it can go to conference committee. In other news, state representatives voted to concur in a Senate amendment to a bill involving county zoning. House Bill 1140 changes the way zoning is done for confined animal feeding operations. Proponents say it keeps South Dakota agriculture competitive and stops delays. Opponents say the measure takes away local control and opens the door for large commercial feedlots. State Representative Mark Mickelson says the Senate's amendment makes the bill less objectionable to opponents.
In Senate, in the committee, they took a provision out that would have required any person attempting to appeal a zoning officer's decision to post a $250 bond. We removed that requirement from the legislation.
House members voted 50-19 to concur in the Senate amendment. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. And in education news, the second of three bills that make changes to South Dakota's education system is on its way to the governor's desk. Members of the House of Representatives unanimously support Senate Bill 133. State Representative Jacqueline Sly says the measure offers incentives for sharing resources and teachers among school districts.
It is true that some districts are doing that now, but it is a way to address the teacher shortage and also a way that we can make sure that all students have high-quality teachers in their classrooms.
Senate Bill 133 also adds to South Dakota's e-learning offerings. It allows for changes to the way South Dakota accepts teachers who have credentials in other states, and it reinstates funding to support educators who become national board certified. Senate Bill 133 passed the full House Monday afternoon by a vote of 67-0. And finally, a school choice bill that died in committee on Monday morning is alive again and moving to the House floor. Senate Bill 159 gives insurance companies tax breaks up to 80% when they donate to scholarship funds for private school students. Proponents say it offers parents more choices to find the best fit for their students. Opponents say it's akin to a voucher program by indirectly sending state dollars to private schools. A committee killed the bill, but lawmakers in the House of Representatives voted to consider Senate Bill 159 during floor debates. The move puts the bill on Tuesday's House calendar.
This has been today's top legislative news from the state capitol in Pierre. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, and for the remainder of the 2016 legislative session, South Dakota Public Broadcasting has you covered. If you want to view more radio news or see additional programming from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, visit us online at sdpb.org. Also, be sure to visit sdpb.org/podcasts for more podcast programs of SDPB. You can also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook and by following our news department on Twitter. The handle is @SDPBNews. This has been today's episode of the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.